Yeah, we're vibing. You're vibing, 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 vibing with Reeves. I'm in good spirits, y'all. Let's do this. Yeah. What's goody, y'all? Another episode of Vibing with Reeves. And I'm chilling. I'm good. In good spirits and everything. And patience helps. Patience helps. You know, pray for patience. Helps to be patient. You know, it really does. It helps me to have a good day. It's helping me. You know, been having some issues, technical issues, a bunch of them. As far as my music production equipment and everything, and thank you, Lord, it's been solved. You know, first step was taking the laptop to a repair person. Even then, you know, I was still making mistakes. Like, I was trying to move different programs to a different area of the laptop, and then I messed around and couldn't find it. And that was even after I was using one of the programs on my Ableton, and I couldn't use my controllers, like my keyboard controller, my drum pad controller. I couldn't, it wasn't recognizing them, but my program Reason was recognizing them, so I was trying to figure that out. Then I couldn't, some of the plugins, you know, I tried to move those, and I couldn't find the plugins either, so yeah, it was crazy. And I'm trying to go hard with the beats, but I gotta fix all that stuff up along with everything else I gotta do. Yeah, so it was the pain, and I was just messing up and messing up and messing up and messing up. He's like, I even talked about, I believe, last episode, you know, just trying to do things, trying to Google things and then mess it up even more. I was mad, I was frustrated, but you know. Ask how to ask other people. It helps to ask other people that they're dealing in the same situations or dealt with the same situation in the past or currently. And, you know, they can give you some advice. So I did, and, you know, still messed up. But, you know, sometimes you got to push yourself away from the table, come back when you're not extra frustrated, because you can make a move when you're frustrated that'll mess your whole thing up. No, you can hurt yourself being in a rush because you're impatient. You make that next move the worst move you ever made because you're rushing. You know, you want to make your next move your best move. Sometimes you have to slow down and chill. You gotta know when to be patient, and sometimes you gotta know when you have to hop on it and go right ahead, right then and there. And I always say that's one of the most tricky things about life, is knowing when to do the things. You know, a wise person knows when to do it. Okay, now I have to speak up. I have to speak up right now. Or be like, you know what? I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Now ain't the time. I'm just be quiet. You got to know when to be quiet, when to speak out. When to laugh, when to cry. You gotta know when to do a lot of things, when to make the big moves, when to chill out. It's like playing a card game. You gotta know when to play your hand, you know. You know. And wisdom helps, you know, knowing when to do what needs to be done, you know. I pray for that discernment, definitely. But I've been doing good with the patience and everything, and so I'm doing good lately with the patience and chilling out, you know, relaxing with it. You know, not letting my emotion or whatever lead me in the wrong direction, so I'm cool. I'm chilling, I'm good on that. So I keep up with, but you know, I've been doing better. Some of the personal goals I've been set for myself, I've actually been reaching those goals. I'm going to work on some more goals as far as the professional goals. I hit a few of those on the smaller goals. I just have to keep setting them up. I have to hit the next batch now and keep it up. But yeah, that's where I stand now, and I'm feeling good on that. Yeah. You know what? It's normal to wonder when it's going to be your time. When will it be my time? When will it be my time to shine? That's normal. It's normal. Sometimes you just don't know. A lot of times you might not know. Some people know, okay. You know it's coming. You just don't know when. And you can be discouraged if it takes much longer than you anticipate and think, damn, well, is it really going to come? And start getting insecure and doubt yourself. And like, will it ever happen? You know, will this happen? Will it happen? Will it ever happen? Will it ever happen? Damn. And be down on yourself. And then you self-sabotage. And make it less likely for it to happen. Due to the self-sabotage and the negative energy. And, you know, you may slow down the pace on the work you're putting in. And then you're doing less work than you was. And you don't know. You was closer. Before you started letting those negative thoughts get in and control how why your brain and start saying, I don't think I'm gonna make it. I would have made it already. Yeah, not true. Maybe you're just gonna make it a little bit later than others. You might make it later to the party than you anticipated. That doesn't mean you won't make it. When you get there, just make it count. That's all I'm saying. When you get there, make it count. Be the life of the party when you get there. You know, just go in, do your thing, make it memorable. But you can get there. You will get there. Your time isn't always there. Some people, time is earlier than others. Some people, time hits right off the bat. And some people have to wait a long time for their time to hit. And some people have their time, but they don't even realize it's their time and they do the wrong thing and drop the ball. And they like, damn, I hope I get another time because I messed the first time up because I ain't know better. That's what's good for the ability to know what to do with a blessing as well as the blessing. Because if you don't know what to do with a good thing, you know, you might mess it up. You have a good thing. You don't know what to do with it. You might mess it up. Or if you don't even realize you have a good thing, then you're really probably going to mess it up because you don't even recognize that it's a good thing. You take it for granted, like, hey, whatever. Not realize, oh, that's important. Not recognize the value of what you have. Then it's easy to fumble that. It's easy. That's not even a problem. That's almost a given. You got to at least recognize what you have. If you hope to actually, you know, make some good moves with it. You know, but if you have good people around you, they might put you on the game and be like, hey, don't mess up. Don't mess up. You got something good with you. You got something good with you. You have a good thing going on. Don't mess that up. Don't mess that blessing. Don't mess it up. So you're blessed if you have friends on there that recognize they can help you out and give you that warning, you know. That's a wonderful thing. Not everyone has that, you know. Not everyone has that. Some people, that's one of the things they're praying for. A real team that have their back and have their best interest at heart. Some people only have their best interest at heart. That's it. No one else's. Whoever they align themselves with is all due to their needs and their best interests. They don't care if the other person suffers for it. That's on you. This is what I need. That's, some people aren't like that. Some people are like that. That's not a cool way to be, but you have to know those people exist and try to recognize them when you deal with them. So, fall victim to their trickery. You don't think, oh, that's my best friend, and then they do you dirty, and then you're on your last leg, and they out and about, acting like you never existed, couldn't care less. Well, when you was up, they was up as well. When you down, you just down by yourself. You down bad and lonely. You wouldn't let them be down bad and lonely, but that goes into something else. Some people aren't built to help others. They only want to help themselves. If you keep them with you, then, yeah, you'll suffer a sad fate. Think you had a friend, but you didn't. Not everyone's really your friend, you know. But, yeah. Some people only care about them. Nothing wrong with caring about yourself, but, you know, care about others as well. Get ready, stay ready. Get ready, stay ready. Get ready, stay ready. If you're not ready, work on that. Get ready, and then stay ready after that. Stay ready. Because you never know when opportunity may knock on your door. You want to make sure you're good. Opportunity knock on your door, you want to be, all right, let's go, I'm out. You don't want to sit there like, oh, hold up, let me get my thing together. Let me get this together. Let me get this in order, that in order, you know. So it's always good to get your things in order. You know, you don't want to go from wondering, when will it happen for me? When will be my time? And then it's your time and you mess up because you wasn't prepared. You just wanted it to be your time, but you didn't want it enough to be prepared. So, you know, it's good to prepare. It's great to prepare. It's great to get ready and then stay ready, you know. That's a wonderful thing, you know. Yeah, that's like saying, hey, I know it's going to happen. Let me be prepared for when it happens. Then I can just straight be out. I don't have to sit back and wonder and say, okay, oh no, let me have to get things in order. It's already in order. That makes it easier. Makes it more efficient. You just go. Definitely. And some things you just want to go. You just want to go. You don't want to sit back. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. And then people like, we don't want to wait. Opportunity don't want to wait for you. Opportunity waits for nobody. You know? And sometimes you got to create your own opportunities too. But, you know. That is another thing right there. If it's not coming, sometimes you have to be that own opportunity. You have to bring it. It's not easy. But it's definitely possible, you feel me? It's definitely possible. You can do it. The weather's great out there. The weather's great. I have to enjoy it. I have to step out there and enjoy it. You know, I want to treat myself to some things, you know. Have some fun and enjoy it. I've been on the grind and trying to fix things. So, you know, I have to have a little bit of fun, too. You got to have a balance, you know. Don't want to drive myself, you know, batshit crazy. I have to balance. I always talk about balance. I have to. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna step out there, have some fun, you know. Not go too far. And spend so much time celebrating that I forget the works. See, that's the thing, you know. Have a little bit of fun, you know. Then get back to it. I'm not going to sit back and ignore the work, celebrate all the time and then you don't have anything accomplished because you just partied all the time when you should have been. When I should have been working. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, have some fun. Step out there. You know, have a little fun. What's wrong with that, right? There isn't anything wrong with that. There isn't anything wrong with that. Enjoy life, you know. As an episode I released a few weeks ago, you have to smell the roses. I have to smell the roses, you know. Is there anything wrong with that? Supposed to smell the roses and enjoy life, the beauty that life holds. Sometimes that actually helps increase patience. Just take time out, just look, appreciate what's going on. And don't be in a rush. Because I don't want to rush and miss the beauty of, you know, life. You know, take that breath and just absorb it, you know, get it in, and then I'm with it. You know, definitely, hopefully. Things are going my way. If not, hopefully I'll be strong enough to handle it. You know, that's how I feel. Things don't always go our way, but, you know, you have to be able to handle it the best we can. But, yeah, I'm definitely, in good spirits. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling good. Feeling great. You know, gonna do some self care. You know, take care of yourself. That helps. I'm gonna create. That helps me so much. And take care of my business and, you know, have fun and live this life. Enjoy my life, and and appreciate every day I have, because, you know, life is a guarantee, so, you know, appreciate the time, this time I have, you know, family, friends, and all that. I have to appreciate it. I have to be grateful. I have to. And have to be grateful. Have to make the best of my time. Make it count. Make it count. Make it count. And I will definitely do that. Make every hour and make every minute count. And I look forward. I'm actually looking forward to where I'm at next year. And that's not always the way that I feel. So I'm happy I feel that way. That's not always the way I feel. So I'm happy to be at that place where I can feel that way now. Yeah. This has been another episode of Vibe with Reez. I'd like to thank you for listening. I appreciate you so much. You can subscribe, follow if you haven't, at Spotify for Vibe with Reez, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Google Podcasts, roll with it. I'm on Instagram, Vibe with Reez _podcast. I'm going to step it up. Y'all have a good one. Stay up.